Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Hello there and greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Tuesday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we are thankful for you and your family, those that may be gathered around listening today. I don't have no idea. I'm sure the school kids are in school, but we're glad to have you with us today on this broadcast time, and we're going to try our best to play some music that I think will stir our hearts and edify our souls. I believe it can do that, and that's what it ought to do. It ought to get our hearts cultivated and broke up, that old soil that sometimes gets dry and dusty and hard. Music can till it up a little bit, and that when the seed is sown, it'll take root there. Amen. That's the goal. And looking forward to the good music today, and we're going to get started off today with a good choir number, with a good song that says, "I'm going to trade the old cross for a crown." Amen.
I started out with a made-up mind to one day cross the finish line. I'm pressing toward the mark and for the prize. There are times I've had to stand my ground as Satan tries to turn me around, but I will not be hindered by his lies. Far to turn back now. Every battle that I have won will soon be for God, and I'm trading this old cross in for a crown. I can almost hear them cheer me on to see the ones who have reached home as they await for us to win this race. Be rewarded for our faith. No, I'm not gonna walk away. I've got too much at stake, and I've come too far to turn back now. Every battle that I have fought will soon before God, and I'm trading this old cross in for a
trade the old cross in one of these days for a crown. Old song that says, "Hey, we're too near the crown to lay the old cross down." And I pray that we'll be faithful until he calls us home. Amen. Well, we're glad to have you with us on the broadcast time today. We hope that you'll be blessed by all that we say and do. But we'd love to have you come and visit here at Faith. Now, we say that. Now, we're talking to you that don't have a church home. Okay, we're not trying to take anybody away from their church unless they're not preaching the Bible. And I make no apologies for that. You say, "Well, you're trying to get my members." No, I ain't trying to get nobody's members. I'm just trying to get people in the Word of hearing where they hear the Word of God. Amen? Amen. It's important. It's important. Life's too short to play games. Amen. Life is too short. But we'd love to have you come and visit with us here at Faith. Tomorrow night we'll have prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. All our youth activities will be going on. I don't think Sigma won't be meeting, but Patch will be. And then we'll have the Sunday services. Of course, start with Sunday school, all Bible Sunday school, a lot of different ages from age 2 all the way up through the senior saints. They come in my class. I teach the adult Bible class, most all the adults except for the young married and the young adults. They meet in their own classes, but everybody else comes into the adult Bible class, which is the main auditorium. You can slip right in, and we'd love to have you come and visit, even in Sunday school. We're in the book of Philippians, but I think we're going to be in the book of, wherever. We're going to be talking about Thanksgiving probably in the next couple Sundays, but we'd love to have you come and visit here at the Faith Baptist Church. Sunday school's at 10, worship at 11, Sunday night service at 6 o'clock. And we'd love to have you come. We're right on the corner of Highway 18 South and Highway 180, 2 miles from the South Carolina state line. Why don't you come on by and pay us a visit? Amen. Well, listen, our church is unusual, okay? we'll be the first one to admit that. And we have people that come to our church on Sunday nights that are members of another church, but their church don't have a Sunday night service. So they come, they want to go to church, so they come visit with us. And we don't mind that at all. And, you know, we don't mind it a bit. And we've had a brother, Brother Don Swearingen, been coming, and gentleman, 88 years old, amen. And he sings some for us, but he's been bringing this guy with him that's blind, named Dale. I don't know his last name, but him and his dog, yeah, his dog came to church, amen, Pepper, amen. But Brother Dale, plays the piano. Yeah, he's been blind, I think, since birth. And we're going to feature a couple songs from him this week. Today's going to be one of them. I don't know. He plays like medleys, so I don't know exactly how to title this song. I just got it written down as Piano Specials. Amen. And that's what this is. Hope you enjoy Brother Dale playing for us today. That one I do know, Unworthy. Am I? Well, I tell you, that's a good job there. I know people that that can see with 20/20 vision that can't play like that. Amen. I tell you what, that's a blessing. It's a I tell you, it's a gift. It's what that is. And Brother Dale is a blessing. We're thankful that him and Brother Don can get to come over sometimes on Sunday nights. Amen. Amen. Well, let's see what our truth for today has for us. We'll take one out of the book of Proverbs. Proverb number 28 and verse 27. The word of God says, "He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse." You know, people of means, and we say that, we mean by, you know, maybe have wealth. People of means should look for opportunities to help the less fortunate, not hide from them. You know, there is a feeling that comes with giving that has no comparison. Try it sometime. Try it this holiday season. Do something for someone less fortunate in the name of Jesus, and you'll never, ever be lacking according to that scripture. Amen? Amen. Great truth. Let's heed it. Amen. Amen. Well, let's go to God in a season of prayer. Join me if you can. Our Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee today, thanking You again for this opportunity to be here on the radio. Thank You for this season, Thanksgiving season, Lord, and Christmas is quickly approaching. Some people think it's already here. But I pray, God, today that we'll take time this week and next week and every day to say thank You for Your blessings and for Your benefits. And I'm going to say bounty. God, You've been overly good to us. And we thank You today for Your provisions. Thank You, Lord, for just giving us some desires of our heart. Lord, I pray, God, You'd cleanse us. Thank You, Lord, for Your power to wash our sins away, and it's been done at Calvary. I thank You for that today. I thank You for our dear friends who have tuned us in today. I pray for them. I pray, God, for their situations. I pray for their family. I pray, God, You touch them in a special way today. I pray, God, for those that's lost loved ones, those that's facing the surgeon's knife, those that may be battling treatments of some sort or another. Touch them, I do pray. Bless the next couple songs and then the preach word of God. I pray that You'll help us to reflect on just how thankful we ought to be. Thank You for Jesus and for the salvation that we have through Him. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. We heard an instrumental before prayer time with Brother Dale. Amen. And the piano. Now we're going to hear one from our orchestra right here following prayer time. It's talking about when He was on the cross. I was on His mind. I believe that. I really do. I believe He saw everybody. I do. I believe He did. And I believe He saw me. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Wonderful job there from the orchestra today. Amen. Well, we're going to hear from the Faith Trio. I think that's what they're calling themselves. Faith Trio. We heard from them yesterday. And here's another good song from them today. Going to sing, I don't know the complete right title for this song. I don't know, but I just talking about, I just got written down, Cling to the Cross. Amen. Praise God. That's a good place to stay, right there at the cross. Amen. I like this song. Hope you be blessed. Thank God for that. Amen. I'm thankful for Calvary, aren't you? Well, in the Word of God, we're drawing our attention back to the little verse, one little verse that you hear a lot at Christmas time or usually here at Thanksgiving. As Paul writes to the church at Corinth for the second letter here in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse 15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. We've been preaching here. We didn't really get a good start yesterday, and we're talking about Thanksgiving this week and next, and thinking about things that we're thankful for. I mentioned to you yesterday about thinking about something that you're thankful for, and we're still taking those cards and letters. If you want to write us and let us know, we'll try to get some of those on the broadcast next week, and we're looking forward to hearing what you're thankful for. And Paul says he's thankful. We know we did start on this yesterday. Paul is thankful for God's unspeakable gift. You know, when's the last time you stopped and just thank God for Jesus? Thank God for giving us his son, giving it to the world. You know, Paul says it's an unspeakable gift. But think about the unspeakable purpose that was in that gift. And the purpose was that, you know, through Christ Jesus, the world could be reconciled unto God. You can read about that in, well, I'll tell you what we can read. We're right here. Well, I had it, and I flipped up in 2 Corinthians again. We're back right there, and go back a few chapters from chapter 9 to chapter 5 and verse 19. This is what he says. He's talking about the purpose of this unspeakable gift, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. You know, the unspeakable gift, Paul was thankful for that. I know, we'll probably deal with that gift again come Christmas. We surely probably will, no doubt. But now what we're talking about now is being thankful for it. Being thankful for it. We'll celebrate it next month, but let's be thankful, as Paul was thankful for that unspeakable gift. But you know, Paul gave thanks for something else as well. Not just for that unspeakable gift, as we see here, but in Romans chapter number 7, Paul, I believe, is giving thanks for deliverance from sin. Paul's sin made him cry out. In Romans 7, verse 25, Paul says, "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" And he answers the question in verse 25, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin." Listen to me very carefully. Paul was thankful that he'd been delivered from sin. He calls himself an old wretched man. And boy, he said, "But thanks be to God." Oh, praise his name. I'm so glad that unspeakable gift gives me the deliverance of sin. You know, the law, as much as we talk about it, you know, the law was, it served its purpose. It showed man that he could not please God. He could not keep the law in the flesh. The law was unable to deliver Paul from sin. Paul knew as much about the law and religion as anybody of his day, but it could not deliver him from his sin. He had kept the rules, he had kept the regulations to the letter of the law. He was a zealot. He was trying to get rid of the world of those who rejected the law of Moses, and that was his job. That's what but he found forgiveness and mercy and new life in Christ. Oh, can you think about that? I mean, that should give us all some encouragement. That should give us all some hope. When you look at Paul the Apostle, he was not always Paul the Apostle. He at one time was Saul of Tarsus, and how he went about his business, trying to put the church out of business and to kill those that dare name the name of Christ. Oh, but one day, you know what? He was zealous to get rid of the world of those that rejected law and had made claim to follow the Messiah. But you know that one day, he met this Messiah face to face. Oh, on the road to Damascus, he had a personal experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. And on that day, on that road, in that dirt, he found forgiveness and mercy and new life. Oh, and he became obedient servant of God. And he spent the rest of his life proclaiming the forgiveness of Christ. Of all the things you may have jotted down on paper, of things that you're thankful for, near the top of that list ought to be God's unspeakable gift, on the very top of the list. And right under that first one, we should have forgiveness of sin. Oh, friend, today I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for the food. I'm thankful for all the special things that people do and people say. I'm thankful for the opportunity to serve God here at Faith Baptist Church. But more important than all of that, I'm thankful that my sins have been washed away. When's the last time you told the Lord, thank you for deliverance from sin? He's delivered us from the very penalty of sin. I'll not have to stand before God and give account for my sin anymore. It was paid for at Calvary. And when I accepted Christ Jesus, praise God, there is no more condemnation in Christ Jesus. And praise God, he can give us the power to overcome the very power of sin. No, we will not become sinful, sinless, but we will have power not to have, sin does not have to have dominion over us. He delivered me from the penalty. He delivered me from the power. And one day soon and very soon, he's going to deliver us from the very presence of sin. I'm going to a city where sin and death is a stranger. And boy, it's all made possible by that unspeakable, indescribable gift of God's Son. Well, why don't you spend some time today just telling him thank you for his unspeakable gift, but thanks, as Paul did, for deliverance from sin. May God bless you. Until tomorrow is our prayer.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.